Thank you. Okay, recess is over. Let's go back to the Curie Beach Pedestrian and Bicycle Committee presentation.
Thank you. I'm Candy Ashton Forrester, and I'm secretary of the Pike Pedestrian Committee, and I want to thank you on behalf of the committee for letting us have a few minutes with you this afternoon. I know you've been really busy today, so thank you again for letting us come. The Bike Pedestrian Committee was formed about a year ago at this time, and we met virtually for many months, and then we finally got to meet face-to-face. And this walk audit was one of the first, the first task that the committee decided to take on. And we wanted to really look at what were the needs in Curie Beach for pedestrian and bicycles. We know that we were told that the committee was formed because this issue had not been looked at in Curie Beach for a number of years. And so a lot of people were curious about it and wanted to know what could we do about the safety of pedestrians and bicyclists. And you've probably seen this, it was sent to you earlier, I believe. And so I'm not going to go over everything in detail, but I will bring up some highlights. But now that Fort Fisher and Curie Beach have really grown and continue to grow, we really need to look at the needs of pedestrians and cyclists, especially for safety of our residents and our visitors. As you'll see at the end, our biggest finding, and I'm going to give you a little spoiler alert here, is that we believe the town really needs to have a comprehensive bicycle pedestrian plan. And I'll talk more about that when we go on. This is a list of the committees the committee members, and a little bit about what the presentation will show you. We use the AARP walk audit, and there's a link to that if you'd like to see that. We did it in August. In September, we were still in the high tourist season, so I thought that would be the best time to do it. We looked at mainly the intersections of Fort Fisher and the beach access points. And those were the highlights that we looked at. We were trained on Zoom for the walk audit, and then the committee members each were assigned a portion of that Fort Fisher Boulevard to look at, spend about 30 minutes to an hour and evaluate it based on the walk audit. So what I'd like to show you now is some of our specific findings. And like I said, I'm not going to go over all of these in detail, but just show you some highlights. You'll see that the slides are developed this way with the map and then the access points. And then I also included bicycle and pedestrian issues as well as accessibility issues. And the first thing we'll see is that the very first beach access in Curie Beach, you'll note, the northern one. It's a wonderful new accessible beach access. However, there's no pedestrian crosswalk or signage, and there's no parking or anywhere to let someone in a wheelchair off to use that beach access. So we think that's something, and we talked with Nikki, and maybe an ADA issue that the town can maybe get some funding for. Another problem we saw here is that the Sea Lane Way in Fort Fisher crossing, that the pedestrian crosswalk goes right into someone's driveway. And we know that the crosswalks were established way before a lot of the building was done and development was done. But that's just another reason to reevaluate it now that we have more structures and it's time to look at these issues again. So this is the very first access, and you can see how nice and accessible it is, but once again, there's no place to unload a wheelchair, and there's no crosswalk. And then this is the one at Seaway Lane, where the crosswalk goes right into an individual's private driveway. Then we move on to beach access number 630 and Penn Avenue. You'll see here that, once again, we have three beach accesses, but no pedestrian crosswalk. The bike lanes end at M Avenue, and parallel parking on both sides of Fort Fisher begin there, and then the sidewalk begins there. But what we found was, especially in this area, that the sidewalks were very, very narrow, obstructed by bushes, and had a lot of cracks in them. Here's an example of a beach crosswalk where we built an appropriate signage. The one in the middle, as well as the ones on the side of the road, as well as it goes directly to a beach access. Then moving on down to, from M to J, okay? Once again, you'll see M is a very big, a lot of people use M to get to the beach, but there's no crosswalk there. There is a crosswalk at M, excuse me. There's no crosswalk at L. The biggest problem we see, and you all have seen it, is at K, okay, where the traffic light is. There's no beach, there's no crosswalk, there's no pedestrian access there at all. And it's a very dangerous intersection for pedestrians, and we felt that even though the light was too quick when you're trying to cross Port Fisher to go over to the beach. There are no bike lanes through this area of town. It's all parallel parking. And once again, there are sidewalks, but they're very obstructed. This is the intersection of L and Port Fisher where you'll see no crosswalk. This is an example of the sidewalk. This is just one example. And it's in front of the Seven Seas Inn. You're gonna have to walk on the in the parking spaces. And with their cars there, of course you can't walk there. All right, and then I have a lot of pictures here of that intersection of K and Fort Fisher. And this is a lot of problems here, but the biggest problem we see is at the corner where Big Daddy's is. If you're standing on that side of the street, you have to walk into the street to see if there's any incoming traffic. Okay. Then moving down from I to F Avenue once again, we talked about some no pedestrian crosswalks or signage and three of these four cross access points. The bike lanes, still no bike lanes in this area because of the parallel parking, and then the sidewalks on the east side of the road. Here's an example of a beach access to the parking lot, but once again, no pedestrian crosswalk. And then we keep on going down to Ocean Dunes. And back in the last picture, I believe the bike lanes started back up again. Okay. You can look at all these in detail at your leisure. Here's an example of a crosswalk. Once again, we think it's a good example. It has the side signage, the center signage, as well as a crosswalk going to a beach access. Some main results and observations. 17 of the 21 beach access points on Fort Fisher Boulevard have no pedestrian crosswalks or signals. And we don't think that's appropriate. There are very limited sidewalks, and they only go through the main part of the town, and the sidewalks that are there are often too narrow, uneven, and or obstructed by bushes, trash receptacles, or vehicles. And it was difficult enough to walk on those sidewalks, but if you were trying to use a wheelchair on those sidewalks, it would be impossible. The bike paths do not go through the main part of town, and there is no signage for alternate routes. And then it's very dangerous when you're trying to bicycle next to a parallel park. As far as accessibility, 3 of the ADA accessible beach accesses do not have pedestrian crossings. While most parking lots have handicapped accessible spaces, few have accessible ramps, and the sidewalks do not meet ADA requirements of being 4 feet wide and are obstructed and uneven. So, our main recommendation, the very first recommendation, is that the intersection of K and Fort Fisher should have a pedestrian crosswalk with appropriate signals and visibility. We understand that other beach access points need to be strategically placed throughout the town, and DOT would look at this, but we do need more beach crosswalks. They should have appropriate signage, and we would recommend in the middle of the road as well as on the side. The sidewalks need to be fixed, bushes trimmed, widened where possible, extended, and evened out where possible. Consider having bipeds go all the way through town or provide alternative routes and alternative signage. Consider allowing pillow parking on Fort Fisher Boulevard only in the business district. Accessible beach access ramps should have pedestrian crosswalks. Eliminate the crosswalk at Sea Lane Way. There's no beach access point there. Once again, it goes to a private driveway. And then, this is not on Fort Fisher, but we noticed this and we had a resident calling about this. It would be great if there was a crosswalk at K Avenue and 6th Avenue or Settlers Lane for access to the park. Okay. And that's my presentation for you. Any questions?
So, careful. This was the first thing we tackled, and then the opportunity for, we saw the ability and need for a bicycle pedestrian plan, and the opportunity for funding came up. So we wanted to get this information out in front of you, what the committee was doing, and they're working very hard to do these things. And then hopefully we'll hear soon from the WMPO, whether we get the grant to do a bicycle pedestrian plan.
And we recommend that if we don't get the WMPO grant, that we that the town submits to the NCDOR for a 90-10 split, and if that is funded, then we highly recommend that the town pays for a plan to be undertaken.
In honesty, I'm surprised that some of the findings are totally logical. And where do you expect to get with all logical findings, right? but I mean, from that perspective, to have handicapped access without handicapped parking, or that doesn't seem to make a lot of sense. That was something we missed somehow, but. We certainly need to take a look at these. I have a question for you, and it's just a question. Do we really believe that the crosswalks will add to the safety of the individuals crossing? I mean, I understand the concept, but do we believe that? I mean,
in my opinion, yes.
Okay.
I live on M, that's where I cross.
Right.
And I have a hard time, and there's a crosswalk there. I'd say 50% of the time, cars don't stop for me there. So they don't stop for you in a crosswalk. They're definitely not going to stop for you when there's no crosswalk. But the likelihood of them stopping when there's a crosswalk is great, in my opinion. Okay.
No, well, I mean, that's quite all right. I often wonder that. Sometimes I have the feeling that people believe that the crosswalk's an entitlement, and they really do need to look both ways, or they're going to be in trouble, right? When we looked at crosswalks, we had trouble with the Department of DOT, I think. They have they didn't want to give us a whole pile of crosswalks. Do you recall that at all?
I do not. I'm not sure. Maybe Nancy Avery was working on it, and honestly, she said there had to be certain criteria met.
That's what kept us at K Avenue, just because to meet the criteria would be very expensive to meet that criteria, correct?
Yeah, K Avenue is moving. It's not just putting in crosswalks, it's moving
power poles.
Somewhere in the $200,000 to $400,000 range, depending on how much you do there, if not more.
Yeah.
And that was probably 8 years ago. Well,
Three or four years ago.
But yeah. I seem to remember there were a couple options. Like the low option was 40, the high option was 400.
Yeah, there were different options. You could have one straight across, one, or all four, or three, or two. Or
right, four. Right.
Just kind of depending on
what. DOT has given us a little bit different story, that they presented some stuff to the town and they never heard back from them. From us about several years ago.
Yeah.
So I think it'd be worth, I understand if it's not financially feasible right now, but that's a state maintained road, and DOT has changed their
approach toward pedestrian safety and want to make everything more walkable. So there may be some actual more funds now available for this type, these type of projects than there were 8 or 10 years ago. So it's worth, I think, personally, I think it's worth looking into. It's not commitments to anything, but it's well worth looking into.
Well, the biggest expense would have been Duke Energy, I think, moving the power poles, right?
That was one of them.
It's not DOT, Duke Energy.
But why does the power pole have to move for a crosswalk?
I don't know.
I think it's because you have to have a certain, certain width.
Well, we put all that underground now anyway, so it should be better. It must just be the one.
Except the K side.
West
side of K.
But I could be wrong.
Yeah, no, I'm not disagreeing with you.
And it may have to do it right away, too, because we might prefer a night down there. So there are a lot of factors there, but especially if we get this WMPO grant, I think that will get us tied more into transportation planners and people that really, and the state involved in it, too, that we can probably get some better ideas of what's possible. How's that?
Okay, I think... we have a guy.
I just wanted to add something real quickly, that we know these 21 beach access points are not going to have crosswalks.
Yeah.
But we were told by DOT that, and that's fine. But we need more than we have, is what the committee has said.
Oh, there certainly are some, and I agree that where the, that's Cell Avenue where the post office is, right? There's a crosswalk there, and it's still very dangerous because of the way the cars are parked and everything else. People, if it's just a matter of paint, that's one thing. Now, we did drop the speed limit because we know everybody walks across, and now that speed limit's 25. That's a start anyway.
And that the center signage would help a lot.
Yeah, but the... I'm also going to, our parking committee, Jeff, is a 20-some-year DOT employee who was involved in parking and things like that. I'm going to ask him a little bit about this stuff and maybe what his understanding is as well, and see if there's something that he can get information for us or do something. We'll start there.
But he'd like to come to one of our meetings. We'd love to.
What's that?
He'd like to come to one of our committee meetings.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I might, as a matter of fact, I'll talk to him. He may want to attend one of your meetings and say, hey, this is what you can expect or what we can expect. So I'll talk to him.
Mayor. Jeff.
Yes, John. I'm sorry.
At the MPO on Wednesday, this past Wednesday, number of things were discussed, and I'll bring some of that information to the council meeting in February. However, it was mentioned that three studies that are funded in the MPO 22 budget, Curie Beach's bike ped is one of those three.
Great. Thank you. That's great. Great news.
Okay.
100%?
Well, it's in that budget.
Okay.
I mean, we talked to a budget hero over there. Everybody doesn't want that getting spent.
And I'm thinking the
most important thing
is where they can go.
Well, they changed. Well, I was told that they could go with mid block crosswalk, but that has since changed, apparently.
Oh. Yeah, we were. I once told they could not be in a four way intersection, but then we were told that was inevitable.
Jeff's the DOT guy. It's
so
not rich.
Could be in the middle of
the
four.
The guy with the beard.
Yeah, I got to get him right.
I know. I do that every time. Like, which one is it?
Well, thank you. No other questions? No.
Hey, listen. Thank you. There's some value. There's valuable information here, and we'll see what we can do with it.
Candy's one of these special people. She's a retired therapeutic recreation professor at UNCW, so she brings a wealth of knowledge for the committee. So that's why the committee is so.
Okay.
Diverse.
So
I think Mo's on the call too, so thank you, Mo. For...
So we better do a good job or we might get a failing grade.
Yes.
Okay.
I still have that power.
I will mention that some of these recommendations, for instance, if you put a bike lane on both sides of Fort Fisher all the way down through the town, you are going to get rid of a number of paid parking spaces.
Oh, I know that. Yes. Yeah, that's why they have the counter offer on the bike paths, so.
The synergy is, all of these recommendations, you don't get as much.
Yeah, so.
Back and forth.
Okay. Everybody agree with that?
This is Mo Lindquist, and I'm listening in from sunny California. Just want to thank Candy for doing such an awesome job. And thank you, council, for your consideration.
You'll have to tell Candy she's already left. Okay. Thank you, Mo. Have a safe trip home.
Thank you. But, I'll see if I can't get some DOT advice on some of these items. Okay, moving to the next item. Council topics, recycling. Have we talked about that this morning?
About the death today, so.
Is there anything else you want to bring up on that point, or should we move on?
I'll see what I can find out on that.
Okay.
Plan is. And get some educational information out on recycling.
Maintenance and upkeep to the boardwalk and Oceanfront Park. Guess we talked about that somewhat. Is there anything beyond the boardwalk? Is there anything that needs to be done at Oceanfront Park? I know we did the air conditioner. And I think the last year we painted the restrooms.
Yeah, they needed it.
May I make a suggestion?
Sure.
The lights that are inside the pavilion now hang. You know the ones I'm talking about, Nick?
Uh-huh.
The ones we had to replace.
Okay,
well, we've done it three times, three or four times in the last 4 years. Maybe we can find a better alternative light than what we have there now, because we actually have two missing right now, and I'm waiting on them. They're back ordered, and they just don't seem to be working out good. And
okay.
It's starting to be a constant thing.
Yeah, I mean, Jimmy, if you
see, so I think we should look into some kind of different light than what we have in there now.
If you see something like that just doesn't seem to be working, you're constantly working on it. Clearly, we can look at that. My question would be: is who would work with Jimmy on selection or style?
I think Nikki, because she's the one that shares it out. I think that's the department head issue council that need to get involved.
Okay.
I'm assuming it's the wind because they are painted lights.
There's nothing durable enough right now to withstand nor'easter winds or anything like that.
Mandy, was it you or was it Nancy that, I think I was down there the day that you brought a sales rep by there, it might have been Nancy, and all this, the latest ones, but the enamel and all this stuff, and they were rusting within a month.
That was base up.
Even if it's an outdoor fixture, it just does not hold up.
Right.
Yeah. I think the original lights, I think it was Van Ham that, did we buy them through Van Ham?
I'm not sure if we bought them through him, but he did mention that.
He offered that service. He said he could help us out if we needed help.
Okay. So, I mean, he no longer lives in Curie Beach, but he certainly still has the skill if it's necessary.
Jimmy, I think work with Nikki and specify something different, try something different if it's eating us up.
Okay.
On the other issue, what requires the air conditioning down there, just so I understand?
If there's HVAC in the restrooms.
I know where it is.
In.
So we air condition the restrooms there?
In the storage room.
I know, that's why I'm wondering why we do that. I mean, if it fails again, I would like us to discuss that, because there's no reason for the town to be air conditioning restrooms that beach users are using or a storage facility unless you're putting something critical in there. I don't know why we put it in the initial design, but I don't think you should air condition that.
I don't know why it was done that way to begin with.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, we should put a ventilation fan in there so that it doesn't get too much wet.
The storage room now houses all of the electronic equipment for the cameras down there. So they would probably need climate control. So.
Okay. Well, I mean, that might make sense then.
Yeah.
It might have been that's where we just put it to.
I know.
But
hopefully this won't last 4 or 5 years, but when it goes again, I'd like staff to think about, does this even make sense? Because we're spending money for electricity and then maintaining an HVAC system that I don't understand what we're HVACing.
We've got other issues. We've got some issues with bird droppings underneath the shelter. That I think they make those spike things to put on the top to keep those birds from roosting in there.
Yep.
Would help out a lot. And they're basically, you won't notice it once you get them up.
Yep.
The wooden poles out there on the street, those are the bollards that are wooden posts. If you look in the tops of those are deteriorating. So there's several things down there long term that we're going to have to address at the park.
Okay.
All right. That's a great idea to look at it. We don't have one on the beach one with the barn doors, do we? We don't have anything in there to keep that warm or cold.
I'm sorry.
What? Air conditioning?
Air conditioning.
The other bathroom. No, there's no.
No.
Yeah, because I was going to walk in there.
There might be a little space heater, maybe.
Yeah, the ones under the pavilion are open in the winter because they winterize the other facility because it's not.
Okay.
Well, I mean, a space heater, so I'm okay with heating, right? So it doesn't freeze and bust pipes, but I just don't understand why we're air conditioning that, personally. If someone can explain it to me, that's fine.
Fair point. Okay, any other, so we're going to look at the lights.
I don't, yeah, I'm not sure.
And any other maintenance? We've already approved maintenance for the benches.
Yeah, the vault, those wooden posts out there at the street, and just repainting, you know, just the bird droppings and repainting.
Okay. How about the sail above the children's thing? Is that okay?
It's faded, but it doesn't look like it's torn.
That's fairly new because
I thought it was like 2 years old or something.
Yeah, we have one that tore up really bad during the hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly don't know. I know that one there's fairly new.
Did we take it down during the storm?
Yeah, we have taken down now too. Yes, sir.
And the other question is, how about that equipment that the children are on? Are we looking at that to make sure it is solid?
The playground equipment?
Yes, the playground stuff, like the boat. And that's cool. We look at that?
Yes.
Okay. No maintenance needed there, or do we need more dirt around it?
We're in communications with Public Works as needed. So.
I'm going to put that in our long range plan about 5 years or so that if we have to do, I mean, it might not be 5 years, but
right.
At some point it's going to have to be put into a capital improvement plan.
Well, I'll work with Jimmy on that because that's in his.
How often do we put sawdust around that thing? Once a year, twice a year, never?
I would say once a year. I mean,
once a year?
I haven't kept up with it, but
okay.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure we're looking at the stuff to protect the children.
Why don't we have a dedicated maintenance crew that does nothing but town buildings and mowing and painting and anything at all?
Because we have 14 people in that department and they do everything. If we had no, but honestly, it's a fair question. That's why we have a contractor who handles the gardening and that type of maintenance.
Well, Brandon does right now, doesn't he? Outside of what we mow, the rest of the town,
the community center.
They could do landscaping. They could mow it down. They could do everything, painting, whatever. And that's all that they do. It's just maintenance of grounds and buildings.
So is the issue you're saying it's not maintained properly and you want to change the current standard?
Well, just,
or you want to bring it inside house or outside house?
I'd say bring it inside house and just have nothing but a maintenance crew that Nikki could work with and kind of determine what goes on with it.
So it's a financial decision to do that, having full-time staff versus contracting, and all I'll tell you is more expensive.
Right.
That's why we contract it out. So
divert from Public Works to that.
Then how's the work in Public Works going to get done?
Well, if they're already doing the work, it would just be kind of a different way to go about it.
I know that
we looked at that, and that's one of the reasons we decided to go to. When we put all of this in place and all of this beautiful shrubbery, we decided that to maintain all the buildings, we would actually contract that work. The only difference, I think, to what you're saying is who ensures that the painting is done? I guess I would say that if Nikki notices something, or Jimmy notices something, or we notice something, that we need to tell them, and then they can go get it done. I know with 14 guys to do everything else, it's just, I see them out, like, digging that ditch in front of the place. All four of them were out there in the rain, and the other guys were collecting garbage at the same time, and it's just, you very soon run out of men. So if there's a thought on that, Joe, it's not a bad thought. If you can think about how maybe it can be done, I guess we'd be willing to talk about it. Right now, I don't see how to separate it more. That's all.
I still like the idea of having a cleaning crew coming in on the weekends, like we did during this COVID thing. That really helped out some of the guys.
Are you doing a lot of painting, Jimmy?
On weekends, huh?
Do you do a lot of painting?
Well, painting, yeah, I'm talking about the actual crew
cleaning.
Oh, cleaning.
Like
we did for COVID.
I'm sorry. Yeah, because we do the extra cleaning. That's right.
No, we usually contract the painting and stuff out.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I guess I'm going to have to get these ears done. Okay, anything else on maintenance? No, Alan, anything on maintenance service?
I just wanted to give it a good look and make sure we got money in the budget to cover. That facility's getting some age to it now, and there's nothing anybody, it's just getting some age to it. So we need to, it's a focal point of town. We need to keep it up.
Okay. Any other comments, Alan?
No, good.
John, you have any comments on maintenance? Joseph?
No, sir.
All right. Okay. Any other topics as needed? Council topics. We've talked about parking, so we already have a time set for that. And we talked about a lot of things today. What else is on anybody's mind? Any subjects you want to bring up?
I got two things.
Yes, Alan.
One is the beach renourishment. We're going to stay on top of that as far as what the county's going to do when they get a plan back to us. You know, we could. Nobody said what's going to happen if we don't get funding. And the other thing is the port widening and deepening project did not receive any funding either for their permitting part of it, but that's something that we're going to have to be prepared to move on, because their plans, as nice as they were when they were doing this stuff, a year ago, they didn't give us any detail. They just gave us conceptual plans at what happened. So we need to, and I'll keep everybody impressed because I get information on it. So those two things could be potential big hits for the town.
John, you have anything?
No. Like I say, I got some updates on some things that are shaking and moving in the MPO regarding gasoline taxes and road repair and things like that. But I think that's for,
okay.
I'll share that at the council meeting, and people from the town can hear it.
You know, as a council, gentlemen, we've got a variety of things on the horizon here, right? We're working a business preservation district. We're working the bike ped committee items. We're working the parking items. We're taking a look at paving. We're working on the sewerage issues that we believe would be coming up. We're looking at the issues with Matsu. And it looks like the drainage ditches that you guys saw are in actually pretty good condition, nice and wide. So we've got a lot of things that we are working on as a group to make this town better. Is there anything we're missing?
Well,
I mean, we're engaged.
Can I pull up last year's goals, Andy? Do we have it somewhere? Or Arlen?
Well, actually, the last...
Because they're not in the package.
The last goals you had were from 2019.
Yeah, we were trying to make
them...
Well,
those as well,
yeah,
right?
We were trying to make them consistent with beautification, safety. So can we repeat them?
Oh, the technology.
Yeah, so the first one was work smarter to maintain and improve our quality of life in Kiri Beach. And then the sub-points under that were improve parking situation, upgrade systems such as water meter and billing, work on Department of Defense land use plan to retain assets.
Oh, sounds like we kind of jumped all over that.
Did they finish their land use plan, Joe?
Who? What's
Department of Defense? I mean, everything, I know we went to meetings, but it went to black hole, right?
And we are still a committee that we have not met.
That's what I was wondering.
But they sent out the final proposal, and John, they finished everything up, didn't they? I mean, Motsi's finished.
JLS?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And but we have not met, because we were going to keep it where we met twice a year for all the surrounding municipalities, but then COVID. So.
Okay. I just wonder. Sorry. So parking, it sounds like we're still working on. We just voted this morning. Okay. We did the water meter, and we talked about the finance officer's software. Public Works is adding his software now. They're actually, all of our equipment is to the company for them to integrate into their software, so that should start up in the next few weeks, hopefully, for work order tracking and scheduling. Keep going.
Working on beautification, I would also include the business preservation district.
Correct.
I would add that to that list now and take off the one we accomplished.
Mayor, when you were running through your list, I didn't hear you say the Kiri Beach land use plan as one of our big issues.
I'm sorry, the Kiri Beach.
Land use plan.
Oh yeah, you're right. When Joe mentioned it, I added it right here. I'm not sure that's a beautification item, but it's certainly a planning issue. I started waiting to hear the other things.
Yep.
Okay, so the next one was ensure the integrity of town financial data and maintain financial stability in all town funds. So the sub-points under that were bring in construction project on time and at cost.
Done.
Nice job.
Be fiscally responsible.
Always.
Someone can be.
Continuous.
Improve long-term planning.
Conclude.
Review ordinances for enforcement process. And room occupancy tax maintenance.
Oh, we did that.
Yeah. Actually, we made the whole county change their process, which was good.
Yeah. So what will we add to that item? Land use plan, bike pad, parking, paving, sewerage. Nothing, I guess. Because it's fiscal responsibility. I think you cover it in the first sentence. And, of course, passing all our audits, which you always ensure. Meeting our thresholds, our financial thresholds, like the 32%.
So the next one, enable an optimum working environment for staff to produce high levels of service to the public. So the first bullet point was town hall space.
Done.
And the second was ensure policies are fair.
Ongoing.
We need feedback.
Anything else you need, staff? Beyond what's in your budgets? You miss anything?
$1 million?
We can sell that cell tower.
We can play lottery.
Can we send this out to everybody, look at it, see if we have anything, then bring it up and vote on it at either budget retreat or next council meeting?
I'm fine with that. I mean, the reason I ask you to read it is, you know, part of this process is for us to prioritize things so that when we work through the budget process, we fund our priorities, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's why I think it's important for us to capture that. That's why it's the last thing on the agenda for this meeting, at least that's what I thought it was for, is, okay, what are our priorities? We sort of said some of them, right? So we said parking. We said the financial software for Arlen. We've funded Public Works getting their software. You know, Ed at his presentation told us about two firemen, and that'll start working through the budget process, right, for his priority of having three firemen at all times. You know, the police chief told us what his priorities are, and admin did. So that's just why I brought it up. It's like, okay, what are the things that we council can't do everything, so what are the things we're going to prioritize and fund? And, you know, I just want to make sure I understand, so council does. I mentioned that I think we should collapse our street plan, and we have a potential sewer issue that could cause us to take action, right? We're going to find out in the next month or so as Jimmy investigates more, but I think we're going to be funding those two issues, and those are big project issues for Public Works. In addition to maintaining the trash and all the other stuff they do, if they do a large paving project in the north part of town and a sewer project in the south part of town, in this year, that will be a great accomplishment. That'll be a huge workload.
And a stormwater line.
Yeah. Well, the stormwater pipe that we have right there is not that big, honestly. If we get the approval's the hardest process. Yeah. Joe's been working on it for 2 years, right?
So, January 2000.
You know, I mean, once we get the approval, that's a project, and I shouldn't downplay it, but it's nothing as doing the sewer down 4th and 5th Street, and it's nothing as redoing roads in a large portion of the north part of town, right? Those are huge projects. Like multi-month, people unhappy calling council, getting to their houses, just problem projects, right? I mean, they are. When you start tearing up roads to do sewer, or you start repaving large sections of road, people are going to not be happy. But once we're done, they're happy. But in the middle, that's not a fun time for anybody. So I just think we, you know, what are the priorities? Which ones are the most important, right? Every department can work on one or two big priorities and keep all the services that are going. And council, our job is to pick what those are and then fund them and then make sure they happen, right? And we've done a good job. We built this in the middle of a hurricane. You know, we got through COVID. So I'm not saying we don't do it, but it's important to know what the goals are so that department heads hear it clearly from council. And I think Arlen can send out what we just talked about, and then council, we own saying this is number one, number two, number three kind of thing, because that's our job.
Yeah. Or Mandy, can you fire those off to us and we will fill them in as we see fit? I want to stay with the initial lines, and they are the beautification, financial responsibility. I think there were four. What are the other?
The last one is provide all departments with the support to maintain a safe working and living environment. And then the sub points were support camera program and use technology to multiply abilities.
Okay. Yeah. So
what did
if
you have in, there was something in there about policy, wasn't there?
Yeah, I'll give you this.
Okay.
So if we could just fire that out to each of us, we could give it a little more thought. But we went from that crazy list of just things to do to trying to actually apply them to what are our priorities, right? Beauty, safety, financial responsibility, etc. And if you want to add something to that list, gentlemen, add it to that list and we will pass it around and fire it back. Okay with that?
Yes, sir.
All right. Any other things? If not, we've come to the end of the agenda. Gave you a half hour back, Joe. You should be excited.
I know, it'll do work.
Okay, may I have a motion?
Make the motion we close the council retreat for 2021.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?